Hello and welcome to the African Startup Tier Down podcast. This show is the best analysis you will ever get on how consumer internet companies in Africa grow. My name is Yemi Johnson, and with me is my co-host Nnamdi Okafor.
Hi, how are you all doing?
Nnamdi, you have an interesting story for us.
Yes, I do actually have an interesting story, and I'll first start with the fact that renting an apartment in Lagos is the absolute worst. The only thing worse than that has to be eating amala.
I don't know this person. If you hear this, I don't know this person.
I'm only stating facts here. I did try to rent an apartment. I got to this property website and then I saw an apartment I liked. Reached out to the real estate agent or the agent in charge of the property. I got taken to a completely different apartment than the one I saw in the pictures. And then there were rats and cockroaches running around this apartment. I was so shocked and confused as to what I was doing there and why in this supposedly, I'm doing air quotes right now, new house, there were so many rats and cockroaches. So out of the shock, I then decided to ask this agent, how much is the apartment? And then he goes, it's over 1 million naira. And I'm wondering, what am I paying the 1 million naira for, right? Am I paying rent to these rats and cockroaches?
All lives matter.
Well, I was so shocked. And I had to pay 5K to see the apartment. Like, that was the worst part, right? 5K. 5,000 naira just to see an apartment.
Well, it's me. Every day you get to see rat and cockroaches. I mean, if you go to the zoo, don't you need to pay 5K?
I don't know about that, but at least I'll see lions and the rest and all those other, those other animals. 5,000 naira just for rats and cockroaches. I felt hard done. And renting an apartment in Lagos is so hard, so stressful and annoying.
Well, that makes a perfect segue for today's topic. This week, we'll be talking about online real estate listing sites in Nigeria. And we'll be talking about how to acquire customers, retain them, and make money. So we're going to be taking an entire view of the real estate listing space. We're not going to be focusing on one company. We're just going to be focusing on the space. For analysis, we would be going through how these companies acquire customers and what business models they run and the dynamics of this business. To start with, we would be talking about what job these companies are trying to do.
Yes. As for job the companies are trying to do, it's simple. They're trying to get you to find a property and select and then, you know, rent an apartment or buy an apartment. So that's simply what you want to do. When I go to whatever property listing site, I'm looking for an apartment to rent, an apartment to buy, and I'm hoping to reach out to the agent in charge and then just purchase that apartment.
So I think I focused on like two of the top websites, which was Nigerian Property Center and propertypro.ng, and also got a couple of others. And I think like for them, the ease of just like scheduling an appointment was very important, because I remember that when I was looking for my last apartment, just being able to contact the vendor, I mean, being able to contact the estate agent quickly was important for me. And so I think every time I was able to contact somebody with ease, that like made me feel like, okay, I should invest more time in finding more properties, because my next property is just a phone call away. So I think that they do that job pretty well, which is just, hey, I will help you find your next apartment. Well, I mean, aside from the case where they pair you with an agent that makes you see rats and cockroaches.
Dark days.
Yeah. So let's talk about how the sites acquire customers. Which websites did you research?
Okay. In my research, I found that the top players are actually Nigerian Property Center, Private Property .com.ng and propertypro.ng. There are other players in the industry, but like these are the major ones.
To be fair, I wouldn't list Private Property in any way near Property Pro and NPC.
I did find that they did rank highly for some keywords, even above these other two sites, which I found very interesting. But yeah, they are nowhere close to the big guys.
Okay, and how do these websites get traffic?
So traffic for most of these websites is through search engine, right? A lot of people use SEO to find their houses. So it's houses in Kedja, houses for rent in Yaba, three-bedroom apartments in this place and that place. So they use a lot of organic search. Through SimilarWeb, I did discover that majority of, only 17% of Nigeria Property Center traffic comes from direct traffic. Over 70% is organic, right? So
for which
Nigeria Property Center. So they do have a lot of organic search, right? I think they do some paid acquisition, but...
Yeah, so for the paid acquisition, it's mostly Google retargeting ads they do. And I think it drives about 9% of their traffic. And it makes sense to do it because you are searching for properties and you probably go across, because there are a lot of these property websites, you probably go across 3-4 of them. And so them bringing you back to their website is important so that, again, this the estate agents on this two site on this site are all multi-tenanting. They're all going from like Nigerian Property Center to Property Pro to the classified sites to list their properties. So it makes sense that Nigerian Property Center can bring back the visitor over and over again, even if they have to pay literal dollars to bring them back. But for the agent, it's that these guys are the best at bringing me the most leads, and it makes sense. So I think that's why they do the Google remarketing ads. And again, it's probably very cheap. Maybe they're paying $1 to $2 per 1,000 impressions. And so like, it makes sense for them to do it.
Yeah, it does make sense for them to do it. I wonder why there aren't a lot of them running paid search engine marketing and ads.
Well, I mean, they mostly get free traffic for, most of them are getting free traffic from Google. And so if you're running SEM ads, you would probably maybe trying to outrank someone for a keyword that you know is a big money keyword. So for instance, I imagine houses for rent in Lagos is an important keyword for them to own because first of all, I checked the cost and I think it was like 8 cents per click, which is incredibly cheap. And then secondly, it's that you are able to drive more traffic to your agents, which is a big deal for the agents themselves.
Yes, it is. It is. But then I am thinking the hotel industry seems to always run, you know, ads on like the different hotels they have listed on their platforms and the rest. I wonder why Property Center and the rest aren't running ads on like the different properties. So they had, you know, a choice apartment in Lekki or some choice apartments in Lekki. Why aren't they running ads to get people, search engine ads to get people to those apartments and to rent there? Seems everybody is just, you know, waiting for free traffic.
Well, I mean, yeah. So in hotel booking space is a lot more competitive with like bigger spenders, with booking.com and Expedia in the space, and with all of them having powerful SEO. And for the hotel booking, at the end of the day, the hotel booking website owns the transaction because they're responsible for the transaction. In the case of these people, it's a bit hard to say, oh, I was responsible for this transaction. They only collect subscription fees from the estate agent. And so the only transactions they can deliver to the agents that they can record is when someone clicks to view a phone number. Outside of that, it's a bit hard to know that someone has made a transaction on the website. And so I think what they would then be going for is that if I'm spending this amount of money on ads, is it increasing the number of clicks that I'm able to drive for the agents? Is it able to increase the number of phone calls I'm driving for the agents? And it's possible that they have not reached that level of sophistication, whereas the big guys in the hotel booking space have a lot of sophistication to say, hey, every dollar I spend on marketing, I know how it translates to dollars in the bank account. These guys probably don't have that sophistication to know that, hey, every dollar I spend on ads, how does it translate to subscription revenue in the bank? So I think that might be a challenge. And I think many of them are just comfortable with the free traffic they get. I mean, they're literally doing nothing and getting free traffic.
Yes, exactly. But you did make a very good point about the revenue model and the entire business model. I feel that's something we should probably discuss later on, because the model, their business model feels a bit like there can be a lot to be improved upon there. And when they own a lot more of these transactions, then they have more money and more money to spend. They have more revenue and more money to spend to get more revenue. For now, everybody seems to be fine with the way it is, right? And it's just...
Well, I guess it's like a classic listing game. It's like, list as many properties as you can and sell subscriptions to the merchants on the platform. But that aside, I think looking at their traffic source, again, you mentioned that SEO is the biggest source. I think direct traffic is also quite big. And I noticed that the two biggest guys, which is Nigerian Property Center, NPC for short, and Property Pro, have like a nice amount of direct traffic. The rest of them are just relying on SEO traffic. And then when I checked their other sources, I noticed that email was a big deal for two of them. And I imagine that they get a lot of emails from clients or potential customers. And because they just keep on sending emails with like, oh, here are the newest properties this week, they probably get a lot of clicks. Because, I mean, if you say nice property, you're probably going to click. And I remember that before I went house hunting, I saw a property come around. And that property triggered me to say, okay, I need a new house. Because I was going to move, but I was just postponing that decision. And then I saw that property and I was like, yes, I need this property. I eventually did not end up getting the property, but I guess I'm in my new property now, which I guess is okay. I like it.
You didn't get taken to where there are rats and cockroaches.
No, I don't know how you reach those people.
That's just... But something I did notice in my research was they don't run Facebook ads, most of the sites.
Well, I noticed that I think Nigerian Property Center does, and they had two types. They had a retargeting ad, which again, I imagine that it's retargeting all the visitors because they get about 2 million visits a month, right? And so if you can retarget and bring back, I don't know, an extra 200K, that might convert and maybe become maybe 10K more leads for their agent. That's meaningful. And so maybe they're paying, I don't know, say $100, $500 a month on their Facebook ads and delivering 10,000 more leads. I haven't done that maths yet, but I think that maths makes sense, right? If they're paying $500 on Facebook ads and delivering 10,000 more leads to their customers, to their merchants, like it makes sense, right? Like I would do that. So I saw that they were doing a lot more retargeting ads on Facebook, and then they also add ads for merchants saying, hey, if you're an estate agent, come and list on our platform.
Yes, they do. But the privateproperty.com.ng, I noticed they have like Facebook SDK on their site, so I'm guessing they're really big on Facebook ads. But for the rest, it didn't seem like they were really interested in Facebook advertisements. I wonder why.
Oh, well, I mean, I haven't checked out Private Property. I think I actually checked them out. They didn't have any ads running. Yes, I did. They didn't have any ads running. Maybe it's just one of those things where it's like, someone comes in and it's like, oh, we need to do all of these things. We need to do, maybe they read a blog post and it's like, oh, do this, do that. And it's like, yeah, we must tick it. And,
they added an SDK that just blows up their site. That's crazy.
Well, congratulations, Private Property.
But another thing, right, for SEO is how good, I feel like these real estate sites really do well at SEO.
I think you should actually tell us like how they do their SEO so that if anyone on this call wants to go start, on this podcast.
Enough Zoom. You need to be back there.
Yes, no more Zoom. But I think you should go through the SEO, how they do the SEO, so that in case anyone listening in on this podcast wants to start their own property website, we give them the playbook and maybe they can credit us as their number one in advisor. Maybe
I'll trade that for stocks.
Yeah, like give us equity.
Yeah, exactly, right. So one thing they do well is the list per location and per type, right, type of building. So it's propertypro.ng, and then just rent Ikeja, then there's three bedroom Ikeja, and so all these different things means there are a lot more pages on Google to index and to crawl, right? And all these different things now makes it they can now go after long-term keywords, right? So you're looking for a one-bedroom apartment in Ikeja, or you're looking for a one-bedroom apartment at Songotedo. I don't know why you'd be going there. Or you're looking for a one-bedroom apartment there, right? And they have all these, you know, all these pages ready, and it's there are so many, you know, listings there. So these pages easily scale, and it's good content for Google, right? Because it's there. You see the pictures. You see there's a brief description. The phone number of the agent and how to reach the agent is also listed. And every other information you might need is also on that page, on these pages, right? So that's something they do very well, right? But something I was really impressed with about Nigeria Property Center is how they do their backlinks. So they have this estateagentng.com site that gives them free backlinks. So you can sign up as an agent, right? And then you get to create your own agent site, and you can put your own listings. And it's somewhere there, it's said powered by Nigeria Property Center. It's free backlinks, right?
Yeah, I think I saw it, estateagentng.com, right?
.com, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's like an incredibly smart idea. And just to like add to the thing on how people do their SEO, the implication of what you said is that if they have 500 properties that are one bedroom, another 500 properties that are two bedroom, another 500 properties that are three bedroom, what it means, and all in different locations, what it means is that, say there are about 100 locations, it means that they can spin up 100 pages for one bedroom apartments in location, right? Then they can then spin up another 100 pages for two bedroom apartments in location. Then if there are another 100 locations again, they can then spin up three bedroom apartments in location, which means that just by having different listings, they have spun up 300 different pages that have high intent searches. Some of them have a lot of search volume. Some of them have a lot of low search volume. And so now, anytime someone searches for anything that they need, where it's like semi-detached duplex in Lagos or semi-detached duplex in Agege, they have a page that would rank for that. And even if it's 10 people searching for that a month, that's like 10 people that they have acquired. And they scale that across different types of properties, different locations, and that ends up being millions of visitors a month, right?
Yes.
And then you then couple it with their backlink strategy, where every agent, of which they have over 30,000 agents, every agent can get an automatic website, right, where they can then promote those websites to on their Facebook pages, on their Twitter, on other blogs and other websites, share it with their other customers. And so every time that website gets mentioned somewhere on the internet, that's like backlinks that are flowing back to Nigerian Property Center, right? Like, that's genius. And I think like they just need to keep on doing that and they keep on growing.
Yes, exactly. Like it's very so easy to scale, right? It's templated sites. You just come in, it's spun up immediately for you, and then you have your own branded site, but they have a backlink. So that's an SEO dream.
So is there anything else you would want to mention around the SEO?
Okay, well, one thing I also noticed that they do have, probably not as significant, is the fact that they have this real estate listed schema. So all the other sites do not have this schema, but this schema helps Google understand better what the site is about. So they have this real estate schema, so it's a lot easier for Google to then place them and categorize them. And so I feel like that's also something that they do, and it's really so easy to do. I wonder why the others haven't decided to just do it. Like, what's the worst that happens if you could just do your real estate listing schema, right? So yes, but one thing they don't do very well is the navigation. So the UX for the breadcrumbs, right? They do not have breadcrumbs. So it's difficult to go from one page and go back, right? You have to click back and go to the very beginning of your...
I think you should let people on this podcast know what breadcrumbs are.
Okay, so breadcrumbs, when you navigate a site, you could be on yemijohnson.com and then click on About Us, right? So on the breadcrumbs, you then see like home, and then you see the About Us page, right? So if you wanted to go back to the home, you just need to click on the home button, on the home text there, right? And then you go back home.
Yeah, and I think like breadcrumbs are a lot more important on very large websites. I mean, on my own blog, not so important. But on a large website, like a hotel booking website or a car listing website, they are very important for navigation so that you know where you are on that page. That's why they're good. Another thing I noticed is that if you look at Property Pro, their website really looks like Nigerian Property Center.
Yes.
And I remember seeing a tweet back in 2019 or 2018 where the founder of Nigerian Property Center was like tweeting about how this Property Pro raised millions of dollars and yet are still copying his website.
Wow, cheat. drag. That's weird, man.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I guess like it was working for him because he had a lot more traffic than them. It's like, you know what? How can we get as much traffic as him? Let's do exactly what he did. And so I think that's what other guys need to do.
They did say imitation is the best form of flattery.
Yeah, so it's like you're doing something well, we'll copy you. And the other guys, like Private Property, Property 24, they're not as big as these guys. So maybe what they really need to do is change their templates.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do. Just go home now and just copy.
Yeah, let's go start a real estate website.
Start my real estate website. But yes, that's weird. But then again, I don't think they raised the money to change our websites.
Yeah, I mean, I know a bit about the deal, but I'm not going to mention about the deal here. Another thing I was going to mention is that why are they using SEO as a primary driver of traffic? I mean, we know because there's a lot of search volume, but one thing that we know is that when a product is infrequent, a product like house rent or purchases are infrequent, the primary place a lot of people go to is Google search to search for it because you're not making that transaction often enough. It's like maybe booking flights or booking a hotel. You're not making that transaction often enough that you would need an app on your phone. It's that you only make it for house rent once a year or once in 5 years, depending on how many times you change houses. And so, like, that's why SEO is sort of a big deal for them, right? But aside, like, their current business, do you think there's any way they can make their product more frequent? Where, I mean, is there anything they can do to sort of change the behavior of customers or bring customers back more times?
Well, I believe they would probably have to bundle their products with another product. I haven't thought of the right product to bundle yet, but I believe that the best way to build in frequency into their product is to get a product or to bundle themselves with an activity that requires frequency. So
yeah, so that'll be like giving the product more utility.
Exactly, right.
And I think on one of them, I think it was Nigerian Property Center, they had this thing where you could pay a bit, you could pay bit by bit. So you want to rent a property, and because in Nigeria you have to pay for 1 year at least. I mean, some places have to pay 2 years. So they have a product, like a partnership with a product that allows them pay monthly. I think it was a product called Quabo, something like that. Yeah. And then also, I guess they have the emails that bring in a lot of traffic for them. I guess if someone sees a nice property there, it's like, oh, why am I living in this dump? Right? There's this property that is nice and is relatively affordable. So I guess that's one way to get it. But they bring back people to interact with them. But again, for their business, they don't really need to bring people back because they're successful if people just perform the one activity that they set out to do.
Yes. They just need a lot of people performing that one activity because, to be honest, what they are given is leads. So once the agent converts the lead, they just need to get in new people to give in the agent to keep giving. They just need to keep giving the agent new leads and more leads. So they don't strive for retention on the part of the customer. I believe their retention will always be from the agents. They ensure the agents are putting more listings on their site and just trying to grow because that's where their revenue comes from.
Yeah, totally agree with you. So I think we should then talk about how they onboard customers. I mean, they have two types of customers in this case. They have the agents and they have the regular customers that are house buyers or house renters. And for the house renters, again, they don't need to get that thing. So they could maybe force them to like drop their emails, drop their phone numbers, or sign up before they can book an appointment. But that again is a lot of friction. And what the customer just really wants is to book an appointment for the next day view. And I remember when I was looking for a property, I just wanted, if I could see the property right now, I always had like some form of FOMO where I saw the property online and I want to see it right now and make a decision that I want to buy it. I want to rent it now, right? I always had that FOMO. And so like they being able to bring forward the transaction by bringing forward the agent without me having to register was sort of a big deal for me. What do you think?
I 100% agree. I believe they would only need to change that if they decided to change their model, which is by owning the transaction. When they decide to do that, then they would need to get in this person and ensure that this customer is registered so they can start either attributing it or retargeting or something, right? But yes, they just need to ensure that they reduce friction as much as possible. Because when anyone wants to go to see the site, they just really want to see the agent. They want to speak to the agent. They want to see more pictures. They want to make a decision as quickly as possible. But for the agent, then it's the agent that needs to undergo the whole onboarding, the KYC, and whatever that's needed. I found that Property Pro, Private Property, they had a very nice way of signing up. So basically, you could just sign up with your Google, and it was so quick. I did not even know I had already signed up. I was just browsing, the next thing I saw my pictures, my avatar on Google. I saw it down there. Only to click and found it out. But there's Google signing, automatic Google signing, which I feel like it's nice. So they captured the email, but then, you know, GDPR.
But that doesn't affect yours, yeah.
And that doesn't affect them. But that's a good way to, you know, onboard as quickly as possible. But for the onboarding of the agent, I found that quite seamless. I did try to sign up as an agent on multiple of the sites. It's just, you know, use your name, your email, are you an agent? How frequently do you think you post? Blah 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 blah. And that was quite straightforward and quite easy. But for Property Pro, right, I discovered that when you click on to advertise, it just takes you back to the top. It doesn't do anything.
That's probably a bug.
You should check it out. Because I clicked advertise with us and I kept clicking and it just kept taking me back, scrolling back up. And I'm like, what's happening here? But for Nigeria Property Center, Private Property, it was quite easy to get onboarded as an agent.
Okay, well, that's great. And like in terms of like using, did you get to post a property, any property?
No, I did not get to post any property.
Okay, it would have been great to know how quickly, like if you had any experience with it, where it's like, oh shit, I need to be on this platform. So I think when we talked about Gigi, we talked about how quickly someone was able to buy a property. I mean, buy the item that was listed online, of which somebody called me and said they want the thing I posted.
I've still not gotten any calls. Nobody wants to buy my sound card.
Maybe you have bad luck.
From the rat to the sound card.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have the same.
I think the issue is from listing sites. I need to leave every listing site. Next episode, we're doing a completely unrelated niche.
Yes, we are doing a completely different topic in the next episode. So back to this. Let's jump into if those guys have any kind of referral going on. Do you think that, I mean, so far I couldn't tell that they don't have any referral programs, but I could tell that they get a lot of direct traffic, which is an indication that maybe they have some form of brand out there, which would have come from word of mouth. Yeah, which would have come from word of mouth or just them doing some brand building. But I'm definitely sure that neither of them have done heavy brand building. The most I've seen from Property Pro was when they were still tolet.com.ng and they had this site, they had these cars branded with the Tolet name, but nobody knows them as Tolet again. And so I think it's more of like just word of mouth out there that, hey, if you want to get a property, just go to this website and you get your property.
And I feel like another thing I feel like happens is a lot of them have the property keyword. So I believe that a lot of people visit these sites once. And then on their browser, it's like property. And then their browser does complete it for them. And
yeah, exactly. Back. Because all of them have property. I always have a hard time doing what's the difference between all of them. Like 10 of them have property. From Property Pro to Nigerian Property Center to Property 24 to Private Property.
It's so much. I forget a lot of them. It's all property. And I believe we subconsciously know that there's property in one of the names and it's property, and then you know, your browser just
copies it
and your property or your private property, and
I think they're all in a consortium and it's like, you know what, let's all change our names to property. Because to let was to let, which is a name that we commonly use in Nigeria, and then they change it to Property Pro.
You don't want to be out of this traffic.
Yeah, or maybe it's like in the attempts to like copy Nigerian Property Center, they're like, you know what, how can we change our names to Pro? Okay, I feel like the founder might come and drag us underscore.
You say us, basically, drag Yemi Johnson, I'm Namdi Okafo. Let's separate books now. Drag Yemi Johnson on Twitter.
Yemi, why are you using my name? Like, I'm Inamdi, you know, Yemi. So, what are you saying?
Oh, God. Nice one.
Okay. So, let's talk about how these guys retain customers. So, again, they have to sell customers because it's a marketplace, right? The customers that are meaningful to them are, or the customers they can charge, are the property guys, which are the estate agents, right? They are the ones that have all of the properties and are the ones that are paying a subscription fee to list their properties. For the people looking to rent houses, we are not actually looking to be retained, because the entire business is that if they are successful, right, if they make their estate agent successful, then they should never be looking to retain the house buyer. And so for them, looking at house buyers or the house renters is not a place they should be looking at, because they don't want you to come back, right? Because if you're not coming back, it means that the estate agent was successful, and that's who they need to be successful. Because if the estate agents are making sales, they would spend more and retain way longer on those platforms, right? So how do we think they'll be, for measuring retention, they would be looking at retention as they could look at it two ways, which is an agent lists at least one property a month, or the agent pays them once a month, renews their subscription every month, right? And it makes sense to look at agents renewing their subscriptions every month, because that directly relates to revenue. So do you think there's any way else they would be, do you think there's anything they're doing to boost retention on the agent side?
So I believe to boost retention on the agent side, it's doing the job, right? If the job is done properly, the agents will be retained. Because if as an agent, now one thing is these agents, most of these agents have multiple properties, and the properties come thick and fast for some of them, right? So it's not a case of not enough properties or something. So if I do this month, I don't need to come back the next month, because I'm not, like Netflix, for example, you can decide I don't want to watch Netflix. But for most of these agents, this is their business. This is what brings food to the table. So they are invested in anything that brings in revenue for them. So if Nigeria Property Center or PropertyPro.ng does this, the job of giving them qualified leads and really good leads, and they make revenue off that, they are more inclined to pay for more listings and to renew their subscription, right? So the one thing Nigeria Property and all the sites need to just do is do a good job at getting highly qualified leads for them.
Yes, and I think one very analytical thing they can do is they can look at, they know the number of leads they're sort of sending to each agent, because every time someone needs to contact an agent, they need to click a button that reveals the agent's phone number. So they can look and say, hey, this agent has paid us 20K, right? Or pays us 20K per month. How many leads do we send them per month? And they can sort of correlate it and say, okay, every agent spends this amount of money with us. How many leads do we end up sending to them? And then say, okay, we know what the max bandwidth is, in that someone that spends 20K with us should ideally get 100 leads a month, right? They might not know what the conversion rate is like on those leads, but they know that someone that spends 20K with them should ideally get 100 leads. Now, they can then look and say, are there other people spending 20K with us and not getting the same amount of 100 leads? And begin to work to figure out, like, what can we do to get this person to 100 leads? Because if that person isn't getting enough leads, they're going to churn, right? Because that's the metric. I will deliver leads to you if you pay me money, right? So once they know, they can see the relationship, they can then say, they can then begin to investigate and say, hey, what about this person or what about this agent doesn't let them get many leads? It could then be that maybe their pictures are bad, in which they can then maybe personalize an email to that agent saying, hey, you know what, these are other agents that are in the same plan as you and they are getting this amount of leads. We think that these things are wrong for you. Your pictures are not well done or your titles are not well done. Hence, you are not getting the same amount of leads, right? So the agent actively sees that are trying to improve their business and also sort of like stays for a longer time. Another thing they could do is that they could get smarter or more sophisticated. And I sort of see this with, again, Nigerian Property Center, where there's a bit of sophistication in the retargeting. Again, it could just be the person, it might not be thinking that sophisticated, but it's that you can look and say, hey, I know, for instance, a retargeting ad feed, right? They could just take, maybe they could make it very dynamic and rather than just dumping an XML file with Google retargeting and saying, oh, pick any property here to retarget to the person that just visited this page. They could make it dynamic that, hey, if someone visits any property on the website, show them the nearest property that looks like that property they just saw, but that only came from our paid subscribers. So it means that their XML file for their Google remarketing ads and their Facebook remarketing ads will be somewhat dynamic, where it changes based on the performance of their agents so that they're able to deliver 100 leads a month. And I think just changing that dynamic, knowing the relationship between the number of leads they deliver and how much someone pays, is a great way for them to boost retention on the agent side. That's what I think. I don't know if they're doing that, but I think that's an idea for them to try.
I also think they need to get their agents to take better pictures generally. The pictures are so bad.
Yeah, definitely. But good luck to them trying. I mean, I guess for them, it's like this. There is no better alternative. The better alternative are websites like Fiverr and Split.Africa that have a completely different business model and they're not serving the same market. So if someone else came in, could acquire all the traffic and add a better product, I'm sure all of them will step up. But again, if someone was to come in and do that, it means that if that person could change the behavior of all real estate agents in Nigeria, then it means that the person did a lot of work to help Nigerian Property Center and Private Property and the rest of them improve their products. So again, I don't think it makes sense for anybody to come in and change the dynamics on that unless you can change the business model entirely like Fiverr.ng and Split.Africa did.
Yes.
So let's talk about how these guys make money.
It's the best part of everything.
Yeah.
Money makes the world go round.
So how do they make money? Tell us.
They make money simply through subscriptions.
Yeah, I feel like we've mentioned this like 10 times already.
Yes, they have on Nigerian Property Center, I believe they have over 20, 30 plans.
50 plans, actually.
50 plans, that's crazy. They have from, I think, 1,000 naira to 182,000 naira.
Yep.
And it's...
So I mean, like, for them to have it, I'm sure it makes sense for them.
Or they just don't know what everyone is like. There's one for you and one for you.
Yeah, it's like opera.
You're getting a subscription plan. You're getting a subscription plan.
Yeah. Because I think they, like, aside from like 1.5, right? So did you say the same thing on Private Property? I mean, Property Pro, Private Property, and the rest?
Property Pro did not allow me. I kept clicking advertising.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you did mention. So I'm guessing like Property Pro.
They have a lot of money.
Yeah, they have, I mean, they have invested money, so they can afford to lose some. They can afford to lose some customers.
Yes. But
or maybe they all do it for free.
That would be hilarious. But for the Nigeria Property Center, they make money through subscription plans, and there are multiple subscription plans. I believe that it's the 5,000 to 11,000 plans that might be the most popular. The average agent, they make 10,000 of the average agent
per month.
And the great part of it is they don't run a lot of paid acquisition, right? So the revenue and the profit margin, right, it's quite high.
Yeah, it's literally free money.
It's free money, exactly, right?
Because like it's free traffic, free money. And I guess that's why they're able to invest in like some form of Google remarketing and Facebook remarketing, because maybe they can spend $1,000, $2,000 on that and get, I don't know, a lot more visitors to come back and also drive more leads for their agent. So it's like a cycle. And like, I'm aware that like their teams are quite small, so they don't have that many big expenses to make. So it's free money, like making $10,000 per month per agent for doing absolutely nothing. It's free. I mean, they are doing a lot in that. They build a website with a lot of traffic and need to pay server bills and stuff like that. But aside that, it's free money.
The marketing spend is going to be so low. Jealous. But I also wonder why they do not have... they do have AdSense. So
yeah, they do have AdSense.
Yeah, because they have like 1 million visitors a month.
Well, 2 million actually. Exactly. Because if, I mean, we got 1 million from SignalWeb, and if SignalWeb is saying 1 million, in truth, it's like 2 or 3 times that amount.
Exactly. And that's a lot of, that's also decent money, right, for them. So they get this traffic, and not every, they monetize that traffic through AdSense, and they still monetize their agents, which is great. However, I believe that this business structure might not necessarily be the best for them.
Okay, so tell us why you think it's not the best.
So I believe they need to own more of the transaction. Right now, they're just the listing site and they pay per subscription. Earlier in this conversation, we spoke about how hotel booking sites and the booking.com and the rest own this transaction, so they can actually spend a lot more to get more users, right? But for them, all they give the agents are just leads, right? So they can't charge premium for that. But if they did, if they could own the transaction, then they could charge a lot more for that, right? And then a property that like 1.5 million, for example, they could then take 10% off the transaction, and then that's 150K. That's 15 months worth of subscription in just a single transaction, single activated user, right? Then you have some properties as high as 2 million, 3 million, right? And then you not forget that they also do sales of properties. So a property that is like 10 million or 20 million, right? They could charge 3%, 5% of the money. That's very significant amount of money. So they would need to retain this agent for 20 months to get what they would have gotten in that one transaction, right?
Yeah. And I think that one way they can, I mean, because of the business model, their current business model, it's very hard to change to that. And there are different ways to do it. So there's Fiber, who actually owns the entire, they don't just own the transaction, they own the experience of the user, right? And Split.Africa, where I think, I'm not really sure the difference between Split and Fiber, if they have the same business model or slightly different, but they can sort of like go in deeper in the transaction. But I think one great thing that can happen here is if they became a real estate company or they had a real estate branch where they promote that real estate, the properties from those real estate companies, and then they have actual agents that then go and close these deals so that they can funnel a lot of traffic. Because one thing I notice is that most of the properties you see on the websites, most of the properties are duplicated. Like they're like 4 different agents selling that property. And so they can then say, hey, we saw that an agent, someone viewed, clicked to see that property with another agent. Oh, let's sort of try and divert that person to us, or let's try and boost traffic to our own viewing, to our own viewings. But the problem with that is that you also sort of like bring in distrust with all the agents on your platform. And so you might be cannibalizing your existing business, and that might not be good for you. So I don't think Nigerian Property Center would ever try that, because it's like a one-man team. They said there are 7 people within the company. So they don't have the bandwidth to do that. But I think Property Pro might end up doing that. Because right now, I know Property Pro has a lot of businesses, which is that they have the listing business like this, that they have like magazine subscriptions. They also have like contracts with other real estate companies where they sort of like maybe specifically promote a property outside of the regular listings, or they sort of like promote that real estate company as a place to go rather than like say their listings. It's like just call these guys and you're sorted. So maybe someone else might try it. Maybe someone else might come into the market and just say, hey, you know what? Everybody's selling the same properties, right? So I would just be a real estate agent that has their own website that drives a lot of this traffic and build authority and customer experience and say, hey, if you want great customer experience, I'm the guy. Every property you see out there on other websites, I have them too because I'm a broker and I can own, like, I can take it to any of these other properties. I don't know if the economics will make sense. Maybe it will. I can't say.
Another thing I wonder is if they can do two things. Is it, do they ever think they can take out the agents and have this direct relationship with the landlords? Because then properties gotten from their own apartments will be cheaper because the agency fee that these agents, you know, charge a lot of money from, it's no longer there. So if they made the landlords their customers, not the agents, then they take out this middleman. And the agency fees for anyone that tries to rent an apartment in Lagos, you know, those fees can be quite outrageous sometimes. And then they make more money. So if you were to rent an apartment for like 900,000 naira, and then you see that the agency fee and everything is all, it now brings your total figure to like 1.5. And they tell you, well, if you use Property Pro or one of these sites, it will be 1.2. So you save 300K. It's a no-brainer for the customer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like you're dealing directly with the landlord of the property. So there isn't that, you know, big money. I wonder if they've ever... So the property still is 900,000 and they could just take, you know, some money, 150K thereabout from that transaction.
Well, the problem with that is that most landlords would prefer to use a real estate agent. Because for the landlord, they're still getting their money.
Yeah, right.
And it's already an established industry where everybody knows that there's a real estate person, there's an estate agent there, they'll take a cut of the transaction. So people can't really complain about it, and people are already used to doing business that way. But yeah, I mean, if you can sort of cut out the estate agent and have direct relations with the landlord, but then again, the landlords don't want to have that direct, don't want to have that negotiation with the customer until like the person is ready. That's one thing I've noticed. And like property, I mean, all of them allow anyone, because like in Nigeria, there is no regulation around who is an estate agent. So as a landlord or some guy on the street, you can just come in and say, hey, I want to sell a property or I want to rent a property. So landlords are already allowed to do that already. It's just that they don't want to do it in cases where it happens. And then again, still looking at other business models like Fiverr, like, do you think they could ever get, I'm thinking like, does business dynamics allow them to ever get to that point?
Does the business dynamics allow Nigerian Property Center to become like, I doubt it, because Fiverr doesn't just do transactions, like you said, you own the end-to-end of everything. You deal with Fiverr, even when you're in the house, right? If you have any issues, you're calling your Fiverr, the energy person, right? You're not going to call an agent or saying, I've rented this apartment. So there's always that for Fiverr.
But the implication of that for Fiverr is that they get to keep at least, say, 10 to 20% of the transaction. But also their operations are expensive, because they need to maintain the property. You have a problem, any sort of problem you have, it means that they have to have good customer experience. They need to like have operational guys on staff. And it means that every property they get, they need to furnish it, maintain it, right? That is, those operations are expensive, right? Or like these guys that are just minting money, right? Sure, yeah, they might be taking 1% of transaction or less, but it's free money.
Yes, for them, it's free money, right? They don't have these overhead costs. But for Fiverr, it's quite a lot. But I do wonder if it's possible to, if, you know, the one thing I do like that Fiverr does is the monthly payments. And I wonder if Nigeria Property Center could reach an agreement with like an agent or something, and they have these monthly plans for people. So you're still listing sites, right? And they could be their own, it could be a page, right? So it's basically where you can just rent an apartment.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Because if you were paying monthly, if your service allowed you to pay monthly for the apartment, if your apartment was 1 million yearly, the company would probably pay the 1 million upfront and then loan you the money at, say, at a 20% interest rate or 30%, So you will, but you then be paying it monthly, which is what you can afford, right? And it means that the listing site like Nigerian Property Center, Property Pro, can then take a cut of that transaction. So it, when the interest rate is now, say you're then going to pay $200K in interest, they can then get 10% of that, or 10% of that, which would be 20K extra, which is free money that they wouldn't have gotten. So again, for them, I guess businesses get loads of traffic and figure out new ways to monetize that traffic.
Exactly. Like it's that's all they have to think around, right? How can we monetize this traffic better? They have to just keep thinking of various different strategies. One thing that Fiber.ng recently did was a partnership with Bento. And Bento, Bento is the payroll company, right? And then they read this partnership where you can get monthly payments on the, on an apartment owned by Fiber, and then you know Bento keeps, because Bento is a payroll company, the company has to use Bento, so it's a win-win for both of them, right? So if you need an apartment, you could just go and talk to the company and be like, please use Bento, pay me with Bento, please. And then Fiber.ng, you then get like a monthly payment on your house. So you don't have to bring 1.5 million or 2 million. And then you could just own a, you could just move into a Fiber.ng property. The only issue here is Fiber.ng properties are quite expensive. So you need to earn a lot of money to easily afford it monthly without.
Yeah, I guess they're serving the higher end of the market. And then this guy's Nigerian Property Center serving like their middle market. No one is really serving the down market, because the down market is literally looking for 100K homes, and it's very hard to find that on Nigerian Property Center. But still on Fiber, I think it's like for Fiber and Splitter Africa, how do they then acquire customers? I think one way is the partnership you mentioned. I think they also have some form of, they don't really get a lot of SEO traffic because they don't have that many properties to list. And then also their market, their target market is a bit selective. So it means that they need to sort of have like some form of word of mouth around that target market. And I think Facebook ads would also work well for them, because it's cheap enough for them to get many leads. And then if they get 100 leads, probably one person there will convert.
Yes, it's for them, right? The partnership, they have to keep thinking of multiple partnerships with all this, because they serve the upper end of the market, right? So they have to keep thinking of the best ways to meet these people, right? And then run a lot of ads. I feel, you know, they'll use a lot of paid acquisition to get customers. I do not see them getting any significant leads through referrals or through, you know, SEO, word of mouth possibly. Besides that, you know, it's paid acquisition all the way.
Okay, so let's talk about how these guys make money. For Nigerian Property Center, we know their APU, which is average revenue per user, where a user hears an agent, is within 8K to 11K per month. We also know their plan and pricing, where if you are spending 8K with them, you get 20 premium listings. If you're spending 11K with them, you get 30 premium listings. And so we're able to go to their website and check every listing that had a premium listing on it, right? And we found about 25,000 listings with premium listing on it. And so if we say that every agent maxed out their 20 premium listing, we can then divide that 25,000 by 20, and we will get that about 1,200 or 1,300 agents are spending 8K to 11K with them per month. And that's how we're able to arrive at saying that revenue is within the 10 million to 30 million naira mark, which ends up being, how much is that a year? Ends up being around 120 million naira a year, right? How much is that in dollars?
Let's go to that, Murphy, please.
Well, let's use Murphy's rate, which is the Google rate. So let's just say it's 400 naira. So that means... let's say 500 naira to make the math easier. So let's say they make 12 million naira, 120 million naira a year. So that ends up being what in dollars?
30,000.
$300,000.
$300,000.
Yeah, give or take a few extra $10,000. They're making $350,000. Plus, also have AdSense on and a couple of other ways to monetize. With AdSense, I imagine that they're making, they're getting 2 million visitors a month. That translates to at least $5,000 in AdSense revenue. So $5,000 a month times 12.
That's $60,000.
Yeah, $60,000. So they end up making like $400,000. Yeah, let's say they make $400,000 a year, right?
Which is quite decent, right?
Yeah, which is quite decent for like a 7-man business, right? And they might be making a lot more, yes. Right? Because these are just rough estimates. And I think that our estimates are a bit conservative from the way we pull the numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think that Property Pro is making?
Well, I think it's still going to be in that range. But Property Pro does have other ways they generate revenue. We're just not sure how significant this revenue is. They have this partnership with some real estate companies where you can buy, you can pay monthly to own the land. So I'm guessing that they collect percentage of that transaction. They also have service providers. And they have other products like Move Me for people that want to move from one when you're relocating, which makes sense, right? Because when you rent an apartment, you're looking to move from one place to another. So they have these different products, and all will be generating revenue, but just not sure how significant this revenue is, or if they are not being distracted by the multiple ways they are making money. But if I were to give a rough estimate, I'll say yes, 400-500K per annum. I do wonder, do you think the real estate business can end up being, those listing sites can end up being a $10 million business?
I think it's a long journey there. I mean, at a current rate, it means that they would need to grow. Imagine that it's a 10x valuation, they would need to grow to $1 million in revenue. Let's, on a conservative mark, we're saying they're making around $400,000 in revenue. So it means I don't see any way they can double their money instantly. The most obvious way is that Quabba partnership that I saw. But again, it's not clear that they would be able to double their revenue quite quickly, or if it would work. But I think that if they stay in the game long enough, because it's a market that keeps on growing. I look at our search traffic and it keeps on growing, right? More people are coming on the internet year over year, more people are moving down into cities, more people are graduating from universities, more people are looking for jobs, more people are getting jobs. So as the economy, I mean, sure, the economy is terrible right now, but as people change their lives, they need to keep on going back to get a new house, right? That's something that's a constant. There is nothing really changing around that. And I think that their business will continue to thrive up until maybe they hit the $10 million mark. But within the next 3 years, no.
Yeah. But the loan play might make sense at some point, right? The loan play for you to do like monthly payments where you come on a job, where we discussed earlier, you come on a job property center and then the loan. But this time around, what if they owned the loan?
Yeah, if they own the loan, then yes, it makes it a lot easier. Plus, they can build deeper integrations with the loan, even compared to like the real estate agents, where they say they upsell the real estate agents and say, hey, you know what? Sure, we're the ones sending you this lead, but we can make it easier for you to convert this person to a buyer by giving you the authority to give them a loan. And then they just like set up themselves to our platform, and then we can just like remove the money when they make a transaction with you. So yeah, I think that if they own the loan product, they could probably double their money almost immediately.
Yes, but aside that, I don't see them getting that $1 million, $10 million valuation.
Well, I'm sure they already have that $10 million. Okay, maybe they might not have it, but they might have it. I don't know if Property Pro has raised again, but there is a I think the last fundraiser was public was 1.2, meaning that they would have probably been at a $5 to $10 million valuation, right? I mean, but then again, now it's based on prospects that they would grow way bigger. But in terms of revenue now, I think it would take them a while to get to $1 million, based on the estimates, based on the conservative numbers that we just mentioned. So for product market fit, it's like, are people overwhelmingly saying that they will be disappointed if this product disappears? right? And this would be the agents and the house renters. And I would answer for myself, yes, I'll be disappointed. How else do you want me to find properties?
Yeah, I'll also be disappointed. It's going to be hell finding properties. More hell than it is. I don't know if that's possible, but already it's hell finding properties in Lagos. But now imagine no place to even start from, right? It's going to be disastrous. So yes, they do have product market fit. It's something we need, right?
And I think for the agents, a lot of agents are just small agents that if they can sell, rent one or two properties a month, they are like, okay, right? So it means that a lot of small agents will be disrupted off the market immediately.
Yes, and most of them do not have the capital to run their own ads for their own product and get So it's easier for them to just pay this listing to these sites and then help them get that traffic.
Yeah. And so does this product have, is there a product channel for it? This is, the product they're selling is optimized for the scalable channel they're trying to grow on. And even if, or do they even have a scalable channel? And I think they definitely do. They have SEO.
Yeah, they
have 2 million visitors a month.
Exactly right. SEO is great for them. Free traffic, free everything, and it's so nice. They can keep spinning up new pages, keep going into new locations, right, and spinning up new pages and spinning up different, you know, if for example for some reason so you now decide to get to buy a house with swimming pool, they have that page for you. So
yeah,
they keep doing this, keep getting the long tail traffic, and they're good to go.
I wonder if like Google houses in Lagos with swimming pool near near the Atlantic, if I would see any results there.
Oh, that would be a very funny search, right?
Oh, but wait, what's the funniest search you can try?
House related?
Yeah.
House that Buhari lived in when he was.
How did you know what I was going to say? I was literally going to say, I was actually going to say Abacha. But what's the difference?
Wow.
Buhari, I'm sorry.
Remember, it's Yemi Jones.
No, it's in. Why are you calling? Okay. Now, for channel model fit, does the business model allow them to grow on that channel? And again, the answer is yes, because the business model is basically free traffic and then sell ad space to real estate agents via subscriptions. And so I think yes. Another thing that just occurred to me is that they could change their entire business model to be pay for clicks. I'm not sure how that would change for them. But in this case, it means that the challenge with that business model is that it requires the estate agents to be a bit more sophisticated to say, hey, on what property am I going to bid on? And I think they could make more money that way, where the agent pays maybe 100 naira, 1,000 naira per phone call. Right, or maybe 500 naira per phone call they get. But the challenge is that it requires a bit more sophistication for the agent to say, oh, it is worth me paying this amount or bidding this high to get a phone call. But I think I wonder how that business model might change the entire market though.
Yeah, that's actually an interesting one. And one thing again you need to realize is some of these agents charge you to just see the property, right? So you don't need to also pay for the property. So just going to see an apartment that you saw on Nigeria Property Center, right? You pay 5,000 naira.
Yeah.
So if the agent can pay 1,000 naira, they know, okay, if we get 500 calls, and 500 calls, 300 people decide to come and see the property, that's 5,000 on each of these 300 people.
Yeah.
Then only one or two people decide to buy or rent an apartment.
Yeah.
So they still make significant profit. So I'm guessing if they were certain, or if there was this kind of trust where they know that, okay, if we paid for this thing, right, we'd get 80% of them to come see us and view the property, and that's 5,000 at least, right? I've seen some charge as high as 7,000 to 10,000 naira. So that's good business for them.
Yeah, I mean, at least they break even on their ad costs.
Exactly right.
Okay. And then does this business have model market fit? That is, the business model is good for that channel. And again, yes, it is, because that's what the business model was. That's what the business model and the channel, like, they go well together. They're like bread and butter. What is that and bread and? Plantain and beans? No, actually, it should be Dodo and Ewa going.
Arsenal and Europa League.
Well, it would have been Arsenal in fourth place, but
it's no longer a game. We'll probably not have Europa League.
The first is Arsenal and relegation.
Well, laugh at my pains.
Okay, Europa people and Pepe.
And there's that. There's also that. But yes, they do have very great model market fit. The business and the fact that they don't take on the full the risk like you know Fiber does, where they control the, they have the end to end experience of control the whole experience. They're only interested in traffic, and SEO gives them that traffic. Then they give that traffic and give leads to the agent, which is what the agent pays for, basically. Mm-hmm. So there is that model market fit. They can keep on scaling as long as they want, and they don't have to innovate, right, or reinvent the wheel to make money, unless they decide to make more money. But then they could still use this SEO traffic, right, and just figure out ways to just get themselves between in the entire transaction, but still it's going to come from SEO and not necessarily change their, not disrupt them. So I feel like they have that model market fit, and everybody is already aware of how like it works, you know, the whole real estate thing in Nigeria. So yes, I admire them. 500k per year.
I mean, that's like decent income, right? And if you can keep your team's bond quite low, that's great. And I think that like going through, I know that Nigerian Property Center, they don't have that many employees for to let, which is Property Pro. Going through their LinkedIn, I can see they have about 64 employees, of which I imagine some have left. So let's just imagine they have maybe max of 40 employees. So yeah, that, I mean, that's a reasonably sized business. And again, we're being as conservative with their revenues. I'm definitely sure it's higher than what we've mentioned. And if it's not higher, well, show me the business with 500k in revenue.
Yeah, it's not there in a lot Nigeria, right?
Yeah, they're not that many.
So
yeah, and then referee will come again and like slash that naira, and then it's be like 250k.
Oh, that's actually true, right? So you're reporting that you've done like 200 million, and then next thing you know, naira dollar is now 500. That's so 200 million naira is now, it's not like a 1,000, it's not like 10,000.
Yeah, because I mean, once upon a time, like their revenue, I think about 8 years ago, their revenue would have been $1 million plus.
Okay, like even, you know, if you go some a year or 2 years back when it was still around 300, 350, still going to be closer to 700k, but now, you know, we're somewhere around 400, 500. So, if you please. But now, you know, you get 500 on every dollar you keep now. So,
ahead.
So,
okay, then that brings us to the end of today's episode. Please follow us on Twitter at
African Teardown Podcast.
You can find this podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts. Yeah. And if you don't like this podcast, let us know. If you love it, please share it with a friend. And also, if you don't like it, let us know and still share it with a friend. It could just be that you're a hater.
But that's true. That's actually a very good point.
Yeah, you're just a hater and a witch.
I won't go as far as saying that, right? But yeah, that's a valid point. Yemi, you're going to make a lot of enemies. His handle is Yemi Yusuf, just in case you need to. You need to
I don't know who that is. Okay then, thanks again, and have a wonderful rest of your week. Toodles.
Goodbye.